day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
It used to be okay to smoke in hospitals. It used to be okay in movie theaters. It was okay in classrooms, restaurants, and airplanes. But thanks to a greater understanding of the dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So now that we know secondhand smoke causes lifelong health problems, why is it still okay to smoke while children are in the car? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's get serious about protecting kids. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
All right, welcome back. Sharp losses quickly developed in nearby feeder cattle trade here today, which sparked some additional weakness throughout the entire cattle complex. Lean hog futures, though, remained mixed as spillover selling still continued into several deferred contracts, even though traders were trying to cover short positions in front-month futures. March corn futures about 1.75 cents higher, the Dow Jones 8 points lower, NASDAQ up 12 points. In live cattle today, strong losses quickly developed across the complex following some aggressive morning losses. The momentum seen in feeder cattle pulling back from recent contract highs and starting to create market pressure in all cattle trade. Prices still in the top end of trading ranges and fundamental support still strong, which means current losses are likely to be limited throughout the rest of the week. Cash trade still undeveloped today with a few token bids redeveloping. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher, up $1 in select and up 61 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 75 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, weakness quickly developed across the trade, with feeder cattle markets leading the entire complex lower. Sharp triple-digit losses in spot January futures sparked increased underlying weakness throughout the entire complex, as triple-digit losses were seen in all contract months. Other nearby contracts still remain range-bound, but have backed away from the previous support which developed over the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was near the daily highs, up 2 cents. The overnight low, meanwhile, a quarter cent lower. Soybean trade was 2 cents higher, with March nearby trade working just below $9. Meal is fractionally higher today, and oil 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 3 cents higher as wheat followed corn higher, with trade looking to break the streak of poor day session finishes. The dollar bounced last week into this week, but remains in the lower part of our 2-month range. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.